You're listening to the Agentic Engineer Podcast, weekly AI agent intelligence for builders. I'm your host, and with me as always is my co-host. Let's get into it.
Issue 11. OpenAI models just landed on Amazon Bedrock. Model exclusivity is officially dead. We've got a red teaming paper that breaks frontier agents 57% of the time. And AWS shipped a continuous improvement loop for production agents. Big week.
Quick rundown. GPT, 5.5, Codex, and managed agents are now available through Amazon Bedrock. Same IAM roles, same billing, same governance. No separate OpenAI contract needed.
Agent core optimization closes the observe, evaluate, improve loop. Your production agents don't just run anymore. They generate recommendations, batch evaluate them, A/B test against live traffic, and promote winners. All with developer approval gates.
And the paper this week, TMAP, Evolutionary Red Teaming Against Frontier Agents. 57.8% average attack success rate using multi-step tool use manipulation. Single-shot prompt injection is yesterday's threat model.
Last week's poll, 75% of you said most AI-generated code survives to production. Builders are keeping what agents write. That's a shift from the Stanford data we covered in issue 10.
The big one. AWS and OpenAI announced a partnership at the What's Next with AWS event on April 28th. Three announcements, each bigger than the last.
Give me the first one.
OpenAI models on Bedrock. Limited preview. GPT 5.5 and GPT 5.4 accessible through Bedrock APIs. Same security controls, same governance, same billing as everything else on AWS.
So enterprises that spent years building on Bedrock can now run OpenAI's best models without a second vendor relationship. No separate API keys. No separate billing. No separate governance stack.
Exactly. Number two, Codex on Bedrock. OpenAI's coding agent available via Bedrock API, CLI, desktop app, and VS Code extension. Authentication uses AWS credentials. Usage counts toward existing cloud commitments.
That last part is the killer feature for enterprise teams. Your team doesn't need a separate OpenAI contract to run Codex at scale. It's just another Bedrock service.
And number three, the new category, Bedrock managed agents powered by OpenAI. Production-ready agents built with the OpenAI harness, running on AWS infrastructure. Faster execution, sharper reasoning, reliable long-running tasks.
Okay, I want to push back here. This sounds like a press release. What does this actually mean for someone building agents today?
Fair. Here's the practical version. 6 months ago, running OpenAI meant running OpenAI. Separate everything. Now you can run GPT 5.5 with the same IAM roles, VPC configs, and CloudTrail logs you use for everything else. The switching cost between model providers just dropped to near zero.
Near zero is generous. You still have different tool calling formats, different system prompt behaviors, different context window limits. The API compatibility layer doesn't erase model-specific quirks.
True, but the infrastructure layer is unified. That's the part that used to take months of procurement and security review. Now it's a config change.
What's the strategic read? Why is OpenAI doing this?
OpenAI needs distribution. AWS needs frontier models. Neither can win alone. OpenAI gets access to every enterprise already on AWS, which is most of them. AWS gets to say we have every model without building them.
So the moat isn't the model anymore.
The moat is the infrastructure the model runs on. AWS just proved it. And for builders, Codex on Bedrock is the immediate practical win. If your org already has AWS credentials and cloud commitments, you just got a coding agent for free. No procurement cycle. No new vendor approval. Just enable it.
I'll believe the just enable it story when I see the IAM policy document. But the direction is clear. Model exclusivity is dead. The cloud providers won.
Quick hits. Five stories. Rapid fire.
DeepClaude. A shell script that swaps Claude codes backend to DeepSeek V4 Pro. 87 cents per million output tokens versus $15. You keep the full agent loop, file editing, bash, Git, subagent spawning.
467 Hacker News points. The question everyone's asking, do you need Anthropic prices for the harness or just for the model? DeepSeek's auto-context caching makes subsequent turns absurdly cheap.
This is the unbundling thesis playing out in real time. The harness is separate from the model. If a 17x cheaper model gives you 90% of the quality, most tasks don't need the expensive one.
Cloudflare plus Stripe. Agents can now autonomously provision a Cloudflare account, start a paid subscription, register a domain, and get an API token to deploy code. Zero human steps from idea to production.
Wait, agents as customers? Not agents as tools?
Agents as customers. Built on the new Stripe Projects protocol. The first major cloud provider treating AI agents as first-class buyers. This is a category shift.
I'm genuinely unsure if this is exciting or terrifying. An agent with a credit card and the ability to provision infrastructure autonomously. What could possibly go wrong?
Rate limits and spending caps, presumably. But yeah, the trust boundary question here is real.
Matt Pocock's skills repo. 57,000 stars. Plus 34,848 in a single week. Number one on GitHub trending.
Composable agent skills for Claude Code, Codex, and other coding agents. / grill me forces alignment before coding starts. / TDD adds red-green refactor loops. Shared language docs reduce token waste.
The agents.md pattern is maturing into something genuinely useful for engineering teams. This isn't just config files anymore. It's a shared vocabulary for how humans and agents collaborate on code.
Google rebranded Vertex AI as Gemini Enterprise Agent Platform. Adds agent identity, agent registry, agent gateway for governance. Agent runtime supports long-running agents with memory bank.
The rename tells you everything. AI platform is dead as a category name. Agent platform is the category now. All future Vertex AI features ship exclusively through Agent Platform.
Every cloud provider is converging on the same architecture: identity, registry, gateway, runtime. The names differ. The shape is identical.
Cloud Security. Public beta. Autonomous vulnerability scanning that traces data flows across files, catches multi-component vulnerabilities, and validates findings via adversarial self-review.
The adversarial self-review is the interesting pattern. Claude challenges its own findings before surfacing them. It's the same idea as constitutional AI applied to security scanning. The model argues with itself to reduce false positives.
Enterprise only for now. But if it works, this is the first security tool that actually understands code semantics rather than pattern matching against known vulnerability signatures.
Paper breakdown. TMAP. Red teaming frontier agents with trajectory-aware evolutionary search. And the results should make every agent builder uncomfortable.
How uncomfortable?
57.8% average attack success rate against frontier models from major vendors. Not toy models. Not open source models. The best models available today.
Okay, but what's the attack? Single-shot prompt injection? We've known about that for years.
No, that's what makes this different. TMAP uses multi-step tool use manipulation. Each individual tool call looks completely benign, but the sequence of calls, taken together, compromises the agent.
Give me a concrete example.
Imagine 5 tool calls. Call 1 reads a config file. Call 2 lists directory contents. Call 3 reads a different file. Call 4 writes to a log. Call 5 sends an HTTP request. Each one passes every safety check individually. But the sequence exfiltrates sensitive data from the config file via the HTTP request.
And the evolutionary part?
The framework evolves attack trajectories using an evolutionary algorithm. Each generation mutates tool use sequences, evaluates them against the target agent, and selects the most effective paths. It's trajectory aware, meaning it considers the full sequence of agent actions, not just individual steps.
So patching one attack vector doesn't help because the algorithm just evolves around it.
Exactly. The diversity of discovered attack paths means whack-a-mole defense doesn't work. You need trajectory-level guardrails that evaluate the full sequence of agent actions before execution.
This connects directly to the hot take this week. 88% of organizations report confirmed or suspected agent security incidents. And most of them are monitoring individual tool calls, not sequences.
The practical takeaway for builders: monitor tool use trajectories, not just individual calls. Rate limit sequential tool access. Consider trajectory level guardrails. The Guardian's framework for static verification of agent workflows is one approach.
And if you're deploying agents with tool access in production without trajectory monitoring, you're flying blind against exactly this class of attack.
57.8% success rate. Against the best models. That's not theoretical. That's reproducible.
Time saved. 7-minute read versus 45-minute paper. 6.4x compression. Tool of the week. Agent Core Optimization from AWS. The Continuous Agent Quality Loop.
Here's the truth about production agents. They degrade. Silently. Models update. User behavior shifts. Prompts get reused in contexts they were never designed for.
And the fix has always been the same manual grind. User complains. Developer reads traces. Rewrites prompt. Tests a handful of cases. Ships blind.
Agent Core Optimization replaces that cycle with a data-driven flywheel. Three capabilities, one loop.
Walk me through it.
First, recommendations. The system analyzes production traces and evaluation outputs, generates optimized system prompts and tool descriptions targeted at the specific evaluator you define. Not generic suggestions. Specific, measurable improvements tied to your agent's actual failure modes.
So it's not just saying, make your prompt better. It's saying your agent fails on these specific cases, and here's a revised prompt that addresses them.
Exactly. Second, batch evaluations. Validates those recommendations against predefined test datasets or LLM simulated user sessions. Reports aggregate scores before anything touches production. You know if the change helps before your users do.
And third?
A/B testing. Splits live production traffic through Agent Core Gateway at configurable percentages. Reports confidence intervals and p-values. Promotes the winner. Statistical rigor, not gut feeling.
The key design decision here is that every recommendation requires developer approval. The system proposes. You decide.
That's the right trust boundary for production agents. Automation handles the analysis. Humans own the judgment calls.
How does deployment work?
Configuration ships as bundles. Immutable version snapshots of your agent config, model ID, system prompt, tool descriptions. Your agent reads its active config dynamically via the Agent Core SDK. Swapping a prompt is a config change, not a code change. Rollback is instant.
The mental model shift is important. Agents aren't static deployments. They're living systems that observe their own performance, generate hypotheses, validate with data, and evolve. The loop never stops.
Traces feed evaluations.
If you're running agents in production without a quality loop, you shipped V1 and hoped for the best. This is the instrumentation that turns hope into engineering.
Preview now. The sample repo is on GitHub under OzLabs/AgentCoreSamples. The Market Trends agent example walks through the full improvement cycle. Agent Index Update. Weekly Star Tracker, May 6th.
OpenClaw at 368,075. Plus 3,014. Down from plus 4,189 last week, but still the clear leader. Nearly 2x N8N.
The interesting story this week is LangGraph. Plus 607. Quietly closing the gap on Semantic Kernel. LangGraph is at 31,142 now.
CrewAI at plus 520 shows multi-agent orchestration still has momentum. 50,568 stars. N8N holds steady at plus 858.
And the weakest showing in the index, Semantic Kernel at plus 44. Microsoft's energy is clearly going to Agent Framework at plus 228 instead.
The OpenAI Agents SDK cooled off from last week's plus 1,777 to plus 460. Still growing, but the breakaway sprint is over. Settling into steady adoption.
LangChain at plus 644. Diffie at plus 728. The mid-tier is stable. No dramatic moves this week.
The story is the convergence. The top frameworks are all growing. Nobody's collapsing. The market is expanding, not consolidating. Hot take. Your company has 45 agents per employee and nobody knows what they're doing.
Gravity's 2026 report. 3 million agents running in corporations. Only 47% monitored. 88% of organizations report confirmed or suspected agent security incidents.
Non-human identities outnumber humans 45 to 1. In cloud-native orgs, it's 80 to 1.
We went from shadow IT to shadow AI to shadow agents in about 18 months. The pattern is familiar. Teams deploy faster than security can track.
But the blast radius is different. A shadow SaaS app leaks data. A shadow agent with tool access can modify data, call APIs, and make decisions. It's not just reading. It's acting.
And this connects directly to the team app paper. If 53% of your agents aren't monitored, and multi-step tool use attacks succeed 57% of the time against frontier models, the math is terrifying.
Microsoft's Agent 365 shipped May 1st, $15 per user per month. It's the first reference architecture with proper agent identity via Entra agent IDs. That's the right direction.
But most orgs won't adopt it for another year. In the meantime, your agents are running unsupervised, making decisions, calling APIs, with no trajectory monitoring.
The fix isn't complicated. It's the same thing we did with microservices. Service mesh. Identity. Observability. Rate limiting. We know how to do this.
We know how. We just haven't done it yet. Because agents deployed faster than governance could keep up.
Sleep well.
That's a wrap for issue 11 of the Agentic Engineer podcast. Subscribe to the newsletter at theagenticengineer.waltsoft.net and follow us on YouTube at the Agentic Engineer Pod. Share it with a friend who's building with agents. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep building.